Vrbo last-minute deals make chasing fresh mountain powder incredibly easy. With thousands of homes close to the slopes, you can easily get epic pow, freshies, first tracks, and more. No need for months of planning. In fact, you can't even plan pow. Pow is on its own schedule. Thankfully, somewhere in the world, it's always snowing. All you have to do is use the last-minute filter on the app to book a last-minute deal on a slope-side private rental home. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Calm Over Chaos. Ever feel like your fuse is shorter than a toddler's attention span? We've all been there. Life throws curveballs, traffic jams turn into rage ruckus, and sometimes, even the simplest conversations can escalate faster than a reality TV showdown. But what if I told you there's a superpower that can help you navigate those fiery situations with grace and composure? It's called mindfulness, and trust me, it's more powerful than a Jedi mind trick. Today, we're diving deep into the art of using mindfulness to manage anger and conflict. Because let's face it, nobody wants to be known as that person who explodes at the drop of a hat. We want to cultivate inner peace, right? But how do we actually do that in the midst of all the chaos? Well, first things first. Mindfulness isn't about becoming some Zen master who floats above life's problems. It's about bringing your full attention to the present moment without judgment. Think of it as hitting the pause button on autopilot and truly experiencing what's happening around you. Now, how does this magic trick help with anger? Here are 5 key takeaways. 1. Awareness is your first weapon. Mindfulness starts with recognizing those fiery feelings before they boil over. It's about noticing the physical sensations, the racing thoughts, and the urge to react impulsively. You know that feeling when your heart starts pounding, your palms sweat, and you just want to scream into the void. That's your anger alarm going off. But awareness gives you a chance to choose your response instead of reacting like a pinball machine on overdrive. 2. Breathe your way out. Deep breaths are more than just a common cliche. They are your secret weapon against emotional turbulence. When you feel anger rising, take a few slow, deep breaths. Inhale deeply through your nose, hold it for a moment, and exhale slowly through your mouth. It might sound simple, but this can literally shift your brain chemistry and help calm the storm within. 3. Challenge your thoughts. Anger is often fueled by irrational thoughts, those self-defeating narratives that tell you the world is against you or everyone's out to get you. Mindfulness helps you identify these thought patterns and challenge their validity. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support this? Often, when we examine our thoughts with a clear mind, they start to unravel like a cheap sweater. 4. Empathy. The unexpected ally. Anger can blind us to other perspectives. But mindfulness encourages empathy, the ability to step into another person's shoes and see things from their point of view. This doesn't mean agreeing with them, but it does help you understand their motivations and create space for compassion. Remember, we're all human, making our best or sometimes worst guesses in this crazy game called life. 5. Practice makes perfect. Like any skill, mindfulness takes practice. It's not a one-time fix, it's an ongoing journey of self-awareness and acceptance. Start with small steps. Focus on your breath during stressful moments, observe your thoughts without judgment, or engage in activities that bring you peace. Over time, you'll develop the resilience to navigate anger and conflict with greater ease. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're stuck in traffic, inching along at a snail's pace, and the person ahead of you slams on their brakes for seemingly no reason. Your blood pressure starts rising, your fists clench, and you're about to unleash a verbal tsunami. But wait. Remember mindfulness. Take a deep breath, focus on the sensation of air filling your lungs, and remind yourself that this is just temporary frustration. You can choose to let it control you or rise above it. Engage in a mindful activity. Listen to calming music, repeat a positive affirmation, or simply observe your surroundings. This shift in perspective might just save you from a road rage meltdown and make the rest of your day infinitely smoother. So there you have it, folks, 5 powerful ways to use mindfulness to manage anger and conflict. Remember, peace isn't a destination, it's a journey. And every mindful moment brings you closer to that calm oasis within. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these insights and join the conversation on social media. Use #CalmOverChaos and let me know how you're applying mindfulness in your daily life. Until next time, stay calm, stay focused, and keep chasing that inner peace.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.